This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all the noise and get right to what you actually need to know. And today, we're tackling something that, well, it feels like a constant headache for so many businesses, right? The totally unpredictable nature of search engine algorithms. You know how it goes? You put all this effort into SEO, you watch your rankings go up, and then boom, a new Google update drops. And suddenly, all that visibility you worked for, gone. It's pretty frustrating. So our mission today is simple. We want to cut through that uncertainty. We're going to dig into what it really takes to build, well, an algorithm-proof SEO strategy. Our main source for this is a really insightful article called 7 Algorithm-Proof SEO Strategies That Endure Changes. Look, if your business relies on getting leads online steadily, then this deep dive is basically your shortcut. It's all about securing your online spot, keeping those customers coming, building real digital authority instead of, you know, constantly trying to guess Google's next move. I'm honestly really looking forward to unpacking these strategies, figuring out why they work long term.
Yeah, and that's the crucial part, isn't it? It's not just about what you do. It's really digging into the why behind SEO that actually lasts. So many people chase like quick fixes, but we're looking at the fundamentals, the things that build resilience, you know, creating that solid foundation that search engines consistently trust, no matter how many updates they throw at us.
Okay, let's get into it then. The article lays out 7 core strategies. Think of them as building blocks for a digital fortress, something that protects you from those ranking swings. First up, prioritize high-quality, helpful content. Okay, sounds straightforward, right? Write good stuff, but what's the real takeaway here?
Exactly. It goes deeper than just, you know, writing something decent.
Yep.
What's really interesting is how Google's latest updates, especially around EEAT, that's experience, expertise, authority, and trust, they demand content that's more than just well-researched. It has to offer something genuinely new. We're talking unique data, maybe original research, real case studies that algorithms can actually recognize as adding value, not just rehashing what's already out there. And this kind of top-tier content, it does double duty. It's great fuel for your paid ad landing pages, your sales materials, all that stuff.
Huh. So for the person actually creating the content, it's not just be helpful. It's more like prove you're the expert who had to write this. That's a different way of thinking about it.
Precisely. It's about showcasing genuine, unique value.
Which leads perfectly into the next point, actually. Once you're creating that unique content, how do you make sure Google sees you as the authority? That's where strategy 2 comes in. Build topical authority around core services. The article says don't spread yourself too thin.
Absolutely. If you zoom out a bit, this is all about owning your niche, right? Don't try to be everything to everyone. The idea is to pick a few key service areas, the ones that really matter for your business, and then build really deep, comprehensive content clusters around them. This tells Google, hey, we're not just a source on this topic, we are the source.
Yeah.
The article gives a good example, like a cybersecurity firm offering audits. They'd build a whole hub, blogs, detailed case studies, FAQs, all focused intensely on cybersecurity audits. It makes you ask, you know, are you truly owning your specific space or just dipping your toes in?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Establish yourself as the go-to. Okay, so speaking of trust and authority, the article moves to a topic that gets, well, a lot of confusion around it. Backlinks. And it's pretty blunt. Forget the spammy stuff. Strategy 3 is earn backlinks from industry-relevant sources. What's really changed in how Google looks at these votes of confidence now compared to maybe 5 years ago?
Oh, it's a massive shift. Google's gotten much smarter about understanding trust. What the article really stresses is that it's not just about getting any link. It's about getting links from sites that also show strong EEAT in their own right within that same industry or topic area. Think of it like Google's following a chain of trust. High-quality links from reputable sources. Those are genuine endorsements. They really cement your authority. So things like collaborating with trade publications, maybe doing some guest posts, publishing original research that people naturally want to cite that stuff is way more valuable than just buying a bunch of random links.
Following the chain of trust. I like that framing. It's a whole different approach. And I think that mindset shift fits perfectly with the next strategy. Optimize for search intent, not just keywords. So it's less about the specific words people type and more about why they're typing them in the first place.
Exactly. This one requires a bit more empathy in your SEO, really.
Yeah.
Modern SEO isn't about just jamming keywords onto a page anymore. It's about stepping into your ideal customer's shoes. What are they actually trying to do when they search? Are they just looking for info, trying to find a specific site? Or are they, you know, ready to buy something? And then you need to tailor each page on your site to match that intent. For lead generation, the article suggests focusing service pages on answering those how, where, or why questions directly and making the call to action super clear. It's about thinking through their whole journey, not just that first search query.
Empathy and SEO. That's interesting. Okay, strategy 5 feels a bit like the hidden plumbing. Maybe you don't always see it, but it's absolutely vital. Use technical SEO to create a solid foundation. What gets missed here most often?
Well, it's fascinating how often this gets overlooked. Businesses pour resources into amazing content, right? But if their website is slow or clunky on mobile or hard for search engines to crawl and understand, well, that amazing content just won't perform as well. Your rankings suffer. The article is really clear. A fast, secure website that means HTTPS with a clean structure that search engines can easily navigate. That's not optional anymore. It's table stakes. Ignoring it is like, I don't know, building a gorgeous house on a really shaky foundation. It just won't hold up. The source mentions tools like Google Search Console and Screaming Frog, essential for finding and fixing those technical gremlins.
Right, so it's not just for users, it's making it easy for the Google bots too.
Got it. Okay, strategy 6, refresh and repurpose high-performing content. The idea of keeping content fresh isn't exactly new, but the reason why, according to the article, seems important. It really is. This strategy is all about recognizing your content as a valuable asset that needs ongoing attention. Content that's out of date doesn't just become irrelevant. It can actually hurt your site's credibility. So regularly going back to your best performing pieces, updating them with new stats, fresh insights, maybe adding some relevant internal links that signals to Google that your site is active, maintained, and trustworthy. It's not just publish and forget. It's a continuous cycle. And the article adds a smart tip. Repurpose that older stuff. Turn a blog post into a video or an infographic, maybe some LinkedIn posts. Get more value out of the work you've already done.
That makes sense, getting more mileage out of your best content. Smart. And naturally, none of this really works if you're not tracking it properly. Which brings us to the final strategy, 7. Track SEO performance with meaningful KPIs.
Yeah, and this is key. It's about moving past what some people call vanity metrics. You know, it's about really understanding how your SEO efforts are impacting the actual business, which honestly can be harder than it sounds sometimes. The article really pushes monitoring KPIs, key performance indicators that generally matter to your bottom line. Things like the number of organic leads you're getting, specific actions people take on your site, goal completions, and of course, keyword rankings for your main services. Not just overall traffic. The aim is to connect SEO directly to revenue. It also points to useful tools like Google Analytics 4 GA4 and Looker Studio dashboards to help you actually see and make sense of that ad. It really makes you ask, are your metrics telling the whole story of your growth? Or just, you know, a convenient part of it.
So wrapping this all up, what does this mean for you, the listener? I think the article's final points really hit home. Look, SEO isn't dead, not even close. But lazy, outdated strategies, yeah, those are definitely on their way out. Hopefully, this deep dive has shown how these more algorithm-proof approaches aren't just about dodging penalties. They're about fundamentally building real authority, attracting leads who are actually interested, and creating an online presence that can weather those inevitable Google updates. It really boils down to choosing long-term sustainable growth over short-term tricks that probably won't last. So we'd encourage you to maybe take a step back. Think about your own SEO efforts right now. How do they stack up against these long-term strategies? Here's something to chew on. In a digital world that's always shifting, always throwing curveballs, how can you build a web presence that isn't just visible today, but becomes truly invaluable and keeps delivering results for years to come?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.